News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Staggered attendance based on grade and remote learning will be the two new normals at Duval County schools this fall. Superintendent Dr. Diana Green says parents will have the options of, one, sending their kids to school 5 days a week, two, mostly online learning, some school visits, and three, completely online learning. She says that'll also help maintain social distancing. There's a phone scam going around, JEA officials saying someone's been calling people up, saying your service will be turned off within half an hour if you don't immediately pay a certain amount of money. No one's service is being cut off right now, so don't buy into it. Yesterday saw record-high one-day increases in the number of coronavirus infections, both in Duval County and the state of Florida. Statewide, there have been over 3,200 deaths out of more than 109,000 cases. Out of over 3,400 infections, 62 people in Duval County have died. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville, St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are still looking really good, but we do have a little light traffic on Phillips Highway headed south right at 295. Add an extra 1 or 2 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
A mix of clouds, sun, and hazy skies today and a high of 96. This evening, cloudy with an overnight low of 76. Right now, it's 71 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis signs a teacher pay increase. Starting salaries will begin at $47,000 a year. The Washington Post reports U.S. Marshals have been told they should prepare to protect national monuments across the country. And New York and other states are telling Floridians if you plan to visit, you may have to quarantine up to 14 days because of the coronavirus.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
After the morning show, we got the podcast ready to go. Just go to WBOB.com, click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Some good formats always that you hear it in an extension of the show, and some things you may not hear in the show. But always you can, again, after the morning show, just go to WBOB.com and click on the Ed Dean Extra. All right, let's continue on. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, good to have everybody here. Let us go back to the tape. April of this year, a report by the Washington Post of lawsuits taking place not only throughout the country, but here in the Sunshine State due from COVID-19.
From the Washington Post. Airlines have been sued over grounded flights. Ticket brokers have been sued over canceled events. Insurers sued over coverage limits. Grocers and internet retailers sued over rising prices. Hospitals sued over protective gear. Universities sued over closures. Amusement parks sued over unusable season passes. Ski resorts have been sued over refunds. Strip clubs have sued for federal benefits. Wow. A church has been sued for holding services. Cruise lines.
I can go on and on. That's host of co-host of Fox News, The Five, Greg Gutfeld. Now, post-COVID, this is where a lot of it is included. Fox legal analyst Shannon Bream.
More than 3 months after the Trump administration ramped up its response to the coronavirus, following weeks of an economic and social shutdown that had Americans across the ideological divide, increasingly voicing frustration with isolation orders shuttering businesses, parks, schools, and churches. Every state governor has imposed varying, evolving restrictions, guided by federal health safeguards. But a Fox News survey found legal challenges in every state. Lawsuits concern discrepancies over what qualifies as an essential service. Abortion clinics and gun shops shuttered, while pot dispensaries remain open and thousands of nonviolent criminals are freed from prison.
So the lawsuits are piling up here, even in the Sunshine State. When it comes to the issue, you guys ready for this? When it comes to the issue of teacher pay, Governor DeSantis has delivered. $37,000 a year was the norm that first-year teachers made. Now the governor has jacked it up. First-year school teachers are now going to get $47,000 a year.
A big raise is on the way for teachers in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced a raise for the salaries of teachers in public and charter schools. Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement, which includes a new program that will increase teacher salaries by pumping $500 million into teacher base pay. Now starting teachers will make $47,500 a year. DeSantis is getting praise from the Florida Education Association. Praise is about $10,000 more than the base pay in 2017-2018 school year when teachers were just starting at over $37,600.
Now we're going to get to more on this and some of the COVID spikes here on our Newsmaker line to help out with some of the news items here. Nick Iorossi, commentator, also the CEO and founder of Capital City Consulting out of Tallahassee. Nick, I want to get into the COVID cases in a moment. I want to get into the teacher pay in a moment. The question is, we played those clips at the top of the hour, potential lawsuits happening. Set aside the lawsuits. To me, I find it, you're a lawyer, you worked in a law firm. Set aside that for a second. My question is, if there are more shutdowns in the state of Florida, I think you pointed out you don't perceive any more from the governor, some local municipalities may slow the rephasing, maybe in their own communities. First off, if there are any type of lawsuits, I think if there are any more shutdowns that take place, that's where the lawsuit's going to happen. Do you see any more type of, except, I mean, at many more mandates or curfews from local municipalities in Florida? What are you seeing?
Yeah, Ed, well, I'm thinking right now, I mean, you've seen Leon County in Tallahassee, where I live today. There's a mandatory mask ordinance that went into effect at all public buildings, businesses, et cetera. Other local governments are kind of doing the same. I think hopefully what we'll see instead of additional shutdowns from local governments is more personal responsibility and more enforcement of the rules that are in place now. The bottom line is, I mean, with part of the reopening process, places like salons that you go to get your hair done at, movie theaters, et cetera, people are supposed to be wearing, restaurants, especially people who are preparing your food, are supposed to be wearing PPE, those protective masks, to ensure that we're slowing the spread of COVID to customers. But unfortunately, what we've seen is not only are people not wearing the masks who are in the service industry, but also particularly at bars around the state, we've seen people, you know, crowds way over the 50 to 75% capacity that they're supposed to be at. And that's directly linked to some of the spread. And then, of course, the protests, right? I mean, we're starting to see now a spike in the number of COVID, positive COVID cases.
That's right.
And a lot of that is attributable to young people. If you look at the number of cases, now the average age around the state of Florida is 33 years old who's getting it. So it's primarily people in the 15 to 30 age group of these new cases, and a lot of that I think can be attributed to the protests.
Nick, hold on, you nailed it out of the ballpark, because the Washington Examiner, you know, the bigger media outlets aren't going to report this. L.A. County in Los Angeles, where the protests have been heavy out there, 2,000 cases a day, and even the health director said that from it was all from the protests. That's what she admitted it to. Here's the question. Let's go to the teacher pay here. The governor said he was going to do it. He did it. Amid of all the budget cuts that are going to come up, this is almost like a nice little poker game. Did the teachers union, was this more of a bluff? I mean, they actually had to admit this past week that they liked what the governor did, but here's the question, is there a but to it? Or, $47,000 a year, does this kind of shut them down for a little bit by saying that they're not making enough money and that this governor doesn't look out for educators?
Well, I hope so. I don't see how they could think otherwise. I mean, the governor championed this teacher pay raise along with the legislative leaders from the beginning of last year and all through the session. And the fact that I don't want to go unnoticed how important it was that he signed this part into law yesterday, because we are facing a major budget deficit this coming year as a result of COVID and reduction in tax collections. So the fact that we're putting $500 million recurring dollars into teacher pay raises is a huge, huge component of that budget. And a lot of people were afraid he was going to veto it just because of the budget deficits we're running. So the priority that he put on teacher pay raises is tremendous. I would hope the unions would be appreciative of the recognition that he's providing them. And look, putting the starting teacher salary at $47,500, which is what the governor wanted and what he proposed before session last year, puts us fifth in the country for starting salaries. So that's very competitive. We'll be able to get great people into the teaching field and retain them. And then, of course, there's $100 million going toward veteran teachers who have been in the process for a while to give them pay raises and help cope with cost of living standards, particularly in some of these more urban areas where it's expensive to teach.
Here at the top with the news, hanging out with us for a few minutes, Nick Iorossi is the CEO and founder of a Capital City Consultant. Here's Fox Business Network, Colin McShane. Positive cases in COVID here in the state of Florida were at 2% in mid-May. Through the middle of June, went up to 14%. Listen to this clip.
As we continue to cover what's been going on in Florida, at another day of record cases. This is not all because of an increase in testing. Is that part of it? Of course. But if you look at the stats from May 17th, the percentage of people testing positive in Florida was 2.27%. As of the 19th of June, just that percentage of positive tests in the state all the way up to 14%. Now, it does fluctuate, but anything over 5%, the experts will tell you, should be a level of concern.
Here's the response from Florida Congressman Michael Waltz, Colonel Michael Waltz. This is what he said.
In terms of positivity rate, I think it is very, very important for all of us to also talk about the fact that, yes, the number of cases are rising, the positivity is rising, which I think makes sense as we open up and as we test more, but the hospitalization rate is relatively flat. The death rate is relatively flat.
You know, Nick, that's what's not being reported. By the way, Nick, hospitalization rates have gone up, not because of COVID, but because we've opened up elective surgery again.
That's exactly right. And the skewing of the numbers kind of comes from the fact that a lot of people, when they go in for an elective procedure, are being tested for COVID to see if they have it. So they are going into the hospital for an elective procedure, non-COVID relating,
right,
related, discovering that they have COVID. So when they're hospitalized, they're being flagged as a COVID patient, even though that had nothing to do with why they were going to the hospital in the first place and they were asymptomatic. Look, are the number of cases going up? Absolutely. Did we expect the number of cases to go up when we opened the economy? Absolutely. We talked about this earlier. It was all about closing the economy. It was all about flattening the curve and slowing the spread. And that's what we did. We've got plenty of hospital capacity. We're going to have to continue to slow the spread, but it's going to take personal responsibility of people to protect themselves. If you have pre-existing conditions or comorbidity conditions, you got to stay at home and protect yourself. And if you are going out in public, wear a mask, socially distant. You're going to see a public service announcement from the Department of Health coming out. The governor referenced it yesterday in his press conference about avoiding the three C's, which are closed spaces with lots of people in them, crowded places, and then close contact settings. If you've got to be in those type of areas, make sure you're protecting yourself with a mask. So a lot of this is going to boil down to personal responsibility to keep slowing the spread, but we never expected there to be no further spread of COVID when you opened up the economy, but we just have to keep it slowed down so we don't overwhelm our hospitals, and so far that's happening. We're doing good on hospital capacity.
Nick Iorossi, the CEO and founder of Capital City Consulting, you were hanging out with us for the news. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. So, Roger, real quick, Roger, you're giving me the money side.
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, you know, they talked about how when people are going in for elective surgeries, they've been diagnosed because they do a test that they had.
Right.
You know, the coronavirus. Well, the hospital will get more money if they label that as a coronavirus case.
That's exactly.
Even though they went in for knee replacement or whatever it may have been.
When does that end, by the way?
I don't know. Is it? It's probably
still going.
Open ended. Yeah.
That's right. Roger's giving me the money side. I'm like, I totally forgot about that. So now they get to double the revenue.
Yeah.
Because remember, they shut them down, elective surgery, but they're going to give them more COVID money. So you got
to. No, they lost a lot of money. They have to make it up.
That's right. So that is exactly correct. So we're going to have a lot more of these news and other items throughout the day coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600-904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's a disabled vehicle on 295 headed north just before 95. It has a left lane blocked and is causing some slow traffic. So add about 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today and hazy skies. The high will be 96. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 75. Right now it's 72 degrees.
Folks, are you tired of the broken promises from the Washington politicians? They promised to build the wall. They haven't. They promised to repeal Obamacare. They didn't. It's time we hold the Washington politicians accountable. Time we elect a businessman, not a politician. It's time we send Judson Sapp to Congress. Judson Sapp is a conservative businessman just like President Trump. Judson Sapp is a pro-life conservative, a life member of the NRA with an A rating. Judson Sapp will protect our Second Amendment rights and the rights of the unborn. Floridians can trust Judson Sapp to keep his word. Judson Sapp will stand with President Trump. Build the wall, repeal Obamacare, support our veterans, and make America great again. New conservative leadership. Businessman Judson Sapp.
I'm Judson Sapp, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judson Sapp for Congress.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 63 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. During the month of June, Boger Shoes would like to express their appreciation for all of our area nurses, healthcare workers, and first responders. So all month long, these courageous individuals will receive a 20% discount on their entire purchase at Boger Shoes. The entire staff at Boger's would like to thank these professionals for everything they do. Boger Shoes is taking the coronavirus and your safety very seriously. For your protection, Boger staff and CPETs will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Boger's thoughts and prayers are with their customers and this community during this difficult time. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Tune in to AM 600 WBOB every Tuesday evening at 5 for the Tony D Means Business Show with host Tony Davis. Tony fully understands the ups and downs of being in business today. With over 25 years of experience in corporate America and as a small business owner in a variety of industries, Tony D gets it. If it's good for business, you'll hear about it on this show. If it's bad for business, you'll really hear about it on this show. The Tony D Means Business Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 600 WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The White House says tax rebates and direct checks will be included in another stimulus package. Black Entertainment Television founder Robert Johnson says the protests of pulling down statues won't change anything in the black community. And a new poll finds most Americans think Confederate statues should remain.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up around 7:43, 7:45, we got the ripoff of the week with Adam Andrzejewski. So that'll be coming up here in just a few moments.
More chaos and unrest in major American cities. In Washington, D.C., the American flag going up in flames and protesters threatening to tear down the Lincoln Emancipation Memorial. The National Guard now being called in to protect statues in the nation's capital. Men with long guns gathered in Atlanta outside the Wendy's where Rayshard Brooks was killed, with some saying cops are not allowed. And over in Wisconsin, things took a violent turn at the state capitol, crowds toppling two statues, including one of a colonel who fought on the Union side in the Civil War.
Host of the Daily Briefing, Dana Perino. Tampa police were ambushed by those of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and other protesters. Host of the story, Martha McCallum.
Officers in Tampa, Florida responded to a call of possible shots fired and a possible gunshot victim. When they arrived on the scene, there was no victim to be found. Instead, a crowd of hundreds swarmed. Some people were aggressive, throwing bottles and jumping on top of the police vehicles. They injured two of the officers in what the chief now says is described as an ambush.
Now, Martha McCallum last night had on her show, wait till you hear this clip, from the Black Lives Matter group out there. Who was this? This was the BLM Greater New York president, Hawk Newsom. Quote, give us what we want or we will burn the system down.
What do they want?
Well, that's a great, well, you got all morning? Here we go.
You talking and on a bunch of different interviews today, and you said, burn it down. You said, burn it down. It's time. So that makes me think that you want to burn it down.
I said, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right. And I could be speaking figuratively. Okay. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation.
Really? Mm. Well, okay, fine.
Isn't that a terrorist threat?
Well, Roger, that's a matter of interpretation now, isn't it? That's what I'm asking. Well, what did you mean at that time? By the way, I didn't play. If you go watch the interview, uh-huh. He, about a couple minutes left, he also said, man, by the way, he goes, they were talking about Martin Luther King Jr. that says, you know, higher power. Mm-hmm. And he, of course, this guy goes, hey, listen, you know, my Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. I was just like, oh,
same
my
guy.
Word. Yeah, same guy. Oh,
Somebody needs to reach out to this guy in the civil rights
leadership. Somebody needs to reach out to these
people. Can someone like maybe Al Sharpton do some good and maybe talk some sense into this guy?
So it's either figuratively or literally, but it depends on the interpretation. Now, folks, let me just set this up. This is as a
journalist. You don't burn down your own country for crying out loud.
I know that. But you can change that. If you say we're going to burn the system down, let's say if Trump said it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's going to burn it. We're going to change the system. Okay, you know what? Okay, people go, okay, that's kind of an interesting word, but okay, I get what you're saying.
You get a lot more respect for people if you say we're going to register our people to vote and we're going to elect people who back our views.
Well, evidently, that's not doing it for them right now. That's why they're planning to doing all this. So here's the thing that if you cut last week, the Rasmussen poll numbers, YouGov.com, the popularity among the BLM movement is like 60%. Those numbers will go down. Let me tell you something. People... You know when you
people
had
don't want to see their country burned down.
Right. You know when you had ask them to put them on hold for a second. Roger, you know when you had the COVID shutdown, people start accepting for about a month. Then the numbers, I'm not saying the overwhelming, but the numbers started dropping into the lower mid-50s. Hey, enough of this. Even the Democratic states or the governors have
my
said,
favorite restaurant's about to close its doors forever.
McDonald's?
No, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying what people were.
Oh, yeah.
People were thinking.
And guess what? After a couple of months, cabin fever. You give this thing about a few weeks. People are like, okay, let me see where this goes. I got news for you. It ain't happening any longer. If you go out there and say, we want to take down the mind image, and you do it like St. Augustine did, whether you agree with it or not, you do it through the legislative process, which is what you're supposed to do, people don't have a problem. But when you start going and creating as anarchist, then people start worrying about their security. Why do you think, again, for the fourth straight month in a row, record numbers of those buying guns is taking place? Physical security is a top issue.
When they look on the news, they see the police station burning down.
And by the way, can I ask a question? Where is the Democrats and all the protest? Where is Uncle Joe? Where is Nancy Pelosi? If they came out and protest the shutdown of the government or the shutdown of the economy to COVID, oh, they're out there front. But when it comes to the shutdown of local blocks and cities because of the protesters, where are they right now? 25 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We've been dealing with it all week, and it's still there. Construction work on West Beaver Street headed east, right between Stockton and 95. Be aware, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today and hazy skies. The high will be 96. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 75. Right now it's 72 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news. So here's some good news for a change.
brought to you by Sharon Mills Realtor with Watson Realty Corporation.
A lot of things shut down during the virus, but a certain hotel refused to close. The hotel wanted to stay open so they could offer up their rooms to the homeless, all for free. The homeless guests were so thankful for this random act of kindness that they ended up doing chores around the hotel to show their appreciation. One guest built an entire brick wall and patio, while another pulled weeds in the garden, and they said they had fun the whole time. A guest said the hotel staying open truly saved his life, and that he had never slept in a double bed before now. The hotel saw how much of an impact that they were making, and they decided to pair up with a homeless charity. The charity focuses on managing addiction and becoming financially stable. The five-star hotel usually costs $200 a night, but they said they were just trying to help. Now that's good news.
Here's a message from Sharon Mills Realtor with Watson Realty Corporation. While we're all faced with challenges dealing with the unanticipated COVID-19 virus, Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. Don't lose sight of your hopes and dreams. Sharon Mills Realtor wants to hear your dreams. Call her. She's there for you at 904-534-6087. 534-6087.
Z, the founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street, would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-thru from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Euros, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest, now try Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
All right, for those of you on hold, I'm going to take your calls coming up next. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Also coming up in a few moments on top of that, the ripoff of the week with OpenTheBooks.com, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Three locations, Ponte Vedra, San Marco, and Avondale. Yes, they are very essential. UnderwoodJewelers.com.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations hitting new highs in more than a half dozen states. That's prompting some states to throttle back their easing of COVID-19 restrictions. Hundreds of protesters have set up shop outside New York City Hall. They're demanding police budget cuts. The city of Seattle facing a class action lawsuit filed by residents and business owners over the so-called CHOP zone, the area that's been taken over by protesters. AAA is looking for summer travel to drop about 14.5% from last year. No surprise, given coronavirus worries. And later this morning, we'll get a look at the latest weekly employment report. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. Dow futures down 177 points. S&P futures off 16 points. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Yesterday was the kind of record-setting day no one wanted to see. Record-high one-day increases in the number of COVID-19 infections, both in Duval County and the state of Florida. Statewide, there have been over 3,200 deaths out of more than 109,000 cases, and out of over 3,400 infections, 62 people in Duval County have died as a result. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams' proposed budget includes a combination of federal grant money and city money for hiring 40 new officers. In total, the sheriff's asking for $6-plus million more than what the department got last year, a total of more than $480 million. There's a phone scam going around. JEA officials say someone's been calling people up saying your service will be turned off within half an hour if you don't immediately pay a certain amount of money. No one's service is being cut off right now, so don't buy into it. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We've been dealing with it all week, and it's still there. Construction work on West Beaver Street headed east, right between Stockton and 95. Be aware, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today, and hazy skies. The high will be 96. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 75. Right now, it's 72 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Washington Post reports U.S. Marshals have been told they should prepare to help protect national monuments across the country. New York and other states are telling Floridians if you plan to visit, you may have to quarantine for up to 14 days because of the coronavirus. And Governor Ron DeSantis signs a teacher pay increase. Starting salaries will begin at $47,000 a year.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls, 831-0600. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, what's up, man?
Hey, Brian Wallace, get it right.
All right, yeah. Bubba Smollett.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm sorry, I want to interject on your little chicken soup for the soul thing about some hotel bringing in homeless people. I want to throw the BS flag on that one because...
What are you talking
I'm
about?
Sure in your little break, there was some nice little story about a hotel that was nice and allowed homeless people to stay there. But I just want to tell you it was all for naught because a bunch of trial lawyers now are establishing that it was a work relationship when those guys pull weeds or build a wall, and the wall that was built that's falling over has hurt someone. So now the person who had hurt is liable. I'm making fun how lawyers seem to always mess up all good deeds.
Did this actually happen, or you're being facetious?
No, I'm being facetious. Oh, okay. But I love Ron Davis. Yeah, I'd love to see Ron Davis doubt me on that one.
All right, get to your point, man. I mean, we've already gone through about 5 minutes. Go ahead, brother.
Well, that is my point. There's my point for today. I'll call
back. Oh, I thought
you
had something else you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, just okay, so this is where the FBI, I don't know what's going on with this Bubba Wallace thing, but this is, my suspicion is the FBI is holding back, releasing things to make some people, or keep people from looking stupid. And they do nothing. I mean, Reverend Al's out there today talking about how the FBI is sweeping it under the rug.
Right.
And all this. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we hide from the truth, so afraid of what the truth's going to do, and it only makes it worse in the long run. Release pictures. Show what this is.
Yep.
If Bubba Wallace and NASCAR end up looking stupid, then so be it. That's their choice.
I'm with you. I'm with you. All right, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You conceal information and you start to lose public confidence. People are not dumb.
Yeah. By the way, Bubba Wallace said that he didn't think it was directed at him. He even said that. Of course, it couldn't have been. Let's go to James. What's up, James?
What's up, guys? This is James with Fabulous 7, according to Roger.
What does that mean, anyway, the Fabulous 7?
Yeah, talk to him about that.
He just, okay.
Anyways, two comments I'd like to make.
Yeah, I'm missing something this morning between you and Roger. Go ahead, man.
Oh, man. Anyways, you know, the defund the police mantra that the Democrats are carrying now. Look, man, I don't think the blue flu is a hoax. I think it's real. And I saw on Twitter where one of the I don't know if he's a retired policeman, but he said that a whole shift, I'm talking like all six shifts, did not show up to work in Atlanta.
Wait, James, explain to the audience in layman's terms what you mean by the blue flu to the audience out there.
Okay, so what the blue flu is it's a reaction by LEOs, law enforcement officers of any kind, that will call in sick. By the way, they can call in sick a lot. They have a lot of leave on the books. And it's a protest.
Right.
It's a way to protest. Because when district attorneys jump to conclusions and jump the court proceedings to try to convict a police officer for doing his job, the police officer will not show up to work on his shift.
Great point. You nailed it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Which does what? Increases crime. It increases crime because the criminals know that the cops aren't showing up for their shift. You know? So anyways, my second point is, appreciate you letting me, you know, hash that out. Second point is, man, that millionaire Mr. Johnson you had on your feed, if we could get that on Twitter for these kids to look at on Twitter, these, you know, the younger generation to watch that video, is there any chance to get that thing retweeted like 10 million
man,
times?
Man, just Google it. It was on Fox News.
I will. Let's do that.
All right, man. Good to talk to you. This is what he's talking. This is Robert Johnson. Is he the first black billionaire?
Billionaire with a B.
Black Entertainment Television. Now, I differ with him. He supports reparations. I don't. But this is what he said. He laid a whole bunch of things out there. He says to all of you that are white people out there that think you're adopting those for taking down the Confederate monument, because guess what? Us here in the black community, he goes, we're laughing at you.
People having fun that they can go out and pull down a statue and have the mistaken assumption that black people are sitting around cheering for them, say, oh my God, look at these white people. They're doing something so important to us. They're taking down a statue of a Civil War general who fought for the South. You know, black people, in my opinion, black people laugh at white people who do this. Americans seem to think that if they just do sort of emotionally or drastic things, that black people are going to say, oh my God, white people love us because they took down a statue of Stonewall Jackson.
I essentially said the same thing
about
a couple of years ago when they were talking about taking down Confederate monuments in Florida. And I'm thinking, you know, that doesn't put money in anybody's pocket. And I got called an Uncle Tom, you know?
Yeah. We laugh at white people who say we got to take off the TV shows. We got to, you know, the Dukes of Hazzard. I'll bet you if you go back and look at the Nielsen ratings when the Dukes of Hazzard were on television, I'll bet you it had a huge black viewing population. You know, that's the one thing you do, research it, find out. Because blacks watch more television than whites did. It's always been historical. So if a show has enough ratings to stay on television, as long as the Dukes of Hazzard did, I guarantee you it had more black people watching as a percentage. Beverly Hillbillies. Black people watched the Beverly Hillbillies. My folks grew up, everybody, you know, 8 o'clock, whenever it came on, black folks were tuning into the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I mean, here it is, somebody who's a black leader in the black community telling you, hey, some of this stuff just isn't going to change by targeting monuments.
Look, the people who are basically tearing down statues, trying to make a statement, are basically borderline anarchists, the way I look at it. They really have no agenda other than the idea we're going to topple a statue because what? It's not going to close the wealth gap. It's not going to give a kid whose parents can't afford a college money to go to college. it's not going to close the labor gap. Mm-hmm. It's not going to take people off welfare.
Can we get this guy on Joy Reid and MSNBC?
Big for a Monday through Friday show, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that. Maybe they have no ratings anyways. Why not just go further down? 41 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are still looking good, but on I-10 headed east, getting off at Stockton, we have a trash can in the left lane. That's no way to clean up traffic, but if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today and hazy skies. The high will be 96. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 75. Right now it's 72 degrees.
As we enter into our new normal, we find some things changing, like the basic handshake. It's just not sanitary. So what will take its place? Will we begin a new tradition? The solemn sharing of our hand sanitizer? Perhaps we can begin the practice of reaching up and touching the insides of our feet together. You know, as long as we have on shoes. Maybe a throwback to the 80s and do a little bumping of hips. Whatever the new normal looks like, we'll adapt. This message brought to you by
Florida residents. Marcus White at Spar Choice Insurance Agency can help with auto and homeowners insurance, even life insurance. Marcus White represents multiple insurance companies, so he shops for the best deal for you. See Marcus White for a free quote at 8954 Lem Turner Road. Appointments in the office or your home. 683-7290. 683-7290. Get a free quote on auto, homeowners, and life insurance from Marcus White at Spar Choice Insurance Agency. 8954 Lem Turner Road, 683-7290.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the things we're frequently asked for advice on is how much to spend on an engagement ring. The guideline most often used is the equivalent of 2 months' salary. But I'll say this, the price you pay for a diamond is directly related to its beauty. If somebody wants a big, cheap diamond, I'll guarantee you it's poor diamond quality-wise, and that's not what we carry at Underwoods. But if you want a diamond with fine color, clarity, and cut to the right specifications for maximum beauty, these are the kind of diamonds we carefully select at Underwoods. You see, when somebody's been married for a long time, they don't always remember what they paid for the engagement ring. They do remember the sacrifice they made to pay for it. And when you consider that a diamond engagement ring will be worn and looked at by her every day for the rest of her life, most people agree that a really fine quality diamond ought to be considered. That's what we specialize in at Underwoods and have for over 90 years.
When Clay Ruffner at Longbow Health talks to people about health insurance, they tell him they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Clay knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines, enroll anytime. Plans include coverage for COVID-19 testing and medical expenses. If you're under 65 and in decent health, you, your family, or business buys your own health insurance, or you're paying ridiculous COBRA rates that you're going to have to change anyway. Call Clay Ruffner at Longbow Health. They help folks buy health plans with flexible acceptance and rates 30 to 60% lower with no deductibles or copays. Compare your coverage to what Longbow Health can offer. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available today. Call 800-905-9737. That's 800-905-9737 or go to longbowhealth.com. That's longbowhealth.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
This part of the segment of the morning show, the rip-off of the week, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Three locations, Ponte Vedra, San Marco, and Avondale. That's underwoodjewelers.com, underwoodjewelers.com. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, it's time for the rip-off of the week with Adam Andrzejewski from OpenTheBooks.com. He's the CEO and founder, also a senior contributor at Forbes.com. I like this topic. It's called, and it is a rip-off, improper payments coming from the government. Adam, we had talked about a story that, Roger, what did we do this about 2 weeks ago, where states, I mean, like, duh, we're really shocked by this, where there is millions upon millions upon millions of those collecting unemployment insurance, it's unemployment fraud, and groups trying to front those out, they're acting like they're one of these financial companies, and the scams that are taking place as well, but the scams are also taken as a ripoff for taxpayers. For example, in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, where the government is overdoing it with improper payments. Explain to the audience what that is.
So an improper payment, Ed, is a payment made by government to the wrong person in the wrong amount or for the wrong reason. In other words, there's a lack of basic in-house financial accounting controls within the largest federal agencies. Now, every year, mandated by Congress, the 20 largest federal agencies have to report their improper and mistaken payments. And at the height of the pandemic, toward the end of March, the federal agencies issued the report based on 2019. And here's the findings. The federal agencies admit to nearly $180 billion in 2019 was improperly spent. And that was up, actually, from $140 billion in the previous year. So rather than $12 billion a month going out the door on a mistaken and improper basis, now there's $14.5 billion a month going out the door.
So wait a second. Okay, so you say that there, the number, this is what I find fascinating, that is this in a government accountability agency like an inspector general that is finding these improper payments, or are these the agencies reporting them as well?
So that's a great question, Ed. So at the IRS, there was actually a separate inspector general report that backed up what the agency itself said. And it said that last year, one out of every $4 in programs administered by the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, and Ed, don't try this at home. One out of every $4 administered by the IRS was paid out on a mistaken or improper basis. And it was at the IRS, it was over $26 billion last year that the IRS failed to pay on a proper basis.
So wait, we have overpayments, but we have underpayments as well?
That's right. So just in one program, the Earned Income Tax Program, over $17 billion was overpaid. They couldn't verify properly under the law that the dollars that they paid underneath that program, the people were qualified for the program. They could not justify the qualifications of the people receiving $17 billion last year.
The ripoff of the week, Adam Amgiewski here on our Newsmaker line. Tell me what department out of the many had the worst over improper payments or under improper payments out there?
Well, Medicaid last year had a real problem. It went from $36 billion that they admit that they improperly paid to over $57 billion last year, Ed. So it was a huge jump in the Medicaid program. I think that has to take the cake. Here's another one that just riles people up. And we've been pointing this out for a couple of years now on your show. And there's been no improvement in the numbers. Last year, $1 billion was improperly paid to dead people last year. So with Social Security payments, it was retirement checks to federal workers who had died, and the agencies failed to verify the death certificates.
Wow. So talk to me. Oh, let's see, the death certificates. What about payments in the Social Security area as well? Talk about that.
Well, that was a big portion of the improper payments to dead people. Two-thirds of the payments came out of Social Security. You know, a big chunk of it came out of the Office of Personnel Management, where the pensions, and we can't see them, Ed. You know, federal pensions are not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. So you're retired member of Congress, they collect that taxpayer-guaranteed pension, and we the people don't get to see it. Well, there was hundreds of millions of dollars paid out in federal pensions that shouldn't have been. And this is another reason we the people need to see those federal pensions.
Does the IRS or any of these government agencies, what do they do for recourse? Do they sit back and send these individuals a bill, or do they find out the checks weren't being cashed? If it was an improper payment, you think that money would be returned, you would think.
Well, look, at OpenTheBooks.com, we advocate aggressive clawback actions. We advocate forensic audits. You'll never lose money on clawing back the payments, but that's exactly what Treasury says. They don't do clawbacks on individuals, because they say that the time spent outweighs the benefit. We disagree. And to fully answer your question on Social Security improper payments, last year, nearly $9 billion went out the door where they admit it was improperly paid.
Now, here's the question I was going to ask. Every agency, for those of you out there, is supposed to have like a company. You have an accountability. You have an accounting office. All right. Sometimes the accountants just tell you where the money was spent, where the money wasn't spent, and they sit back and go, "Oh, maybe the book's a little bit wrong here." If it's not an inspector general, then I'm just telling you, why would a department? This is kind of a facetious comment here, Adam. Why would a department admit to a higher increase of over improper payments? Doesn't it make you like you're incompetent out there?
Look, I agree. When nearly $180 billion they admit flow out the door on an improper basis, that is an amount that is more than the entire disclosed executive agency payroll for 1.4 million bureaucrats, okay? They admit they improperly paid out an amount of more than what everybody makes. I mean, if this was a private company, it would have been gone years ago.
Now, here's the question, and I got a couple minutes left here. You guys do everything up to current issue. By the way, you can go to openthebooks.com. They even break them down by many of these stories we do with Adam every week. They break them down by states and cities and everything else. I'd have to assume that with your researchers, this is going to be a big one. I mean, what you guys do is a big deal every week. Is with all of this stimulus money, you've got one phase of PPP, you've got two or three phases of stimulus, then you've got regular bills out there. This is going to be interesting because you could almost technically say that a lot of these are over payments or improper payments, but I have to assume, Adam, this is going to be a nightmare to figure out some of the ripoffs that people have been taking advantage of underneath this COVID pandemic.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Ed, because the Small Business Administration obviously is administering the PPP payments, the Paycheck Protection Payments to small businesses, you know, churches, nonprofits across the country. So, look, we took a look at their disaster loan disbursements in 2018, okay, on the weather disasters. They admit in this report that they overpaid $3.1 billion that year. So there's an abject lack of accounting controls to begin with over at the SBA. We think that every single PPP forgivable loan should be disclosed.
Yeah.
Now, if Treasury said they're going to disclose everything over $150,000, we want to see everything, even under $150,000. We think every line should be disclosed. At every dime online in real time. Let's go.
I'm with you, man. That's to me where the next big one's going to take place, and I know that's going to be a handful for you guys to take a look at. The ripoff of the week, Adam Andrzejewski, the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com, also senior policy contributor, writer at Forbes.com. Read all of his stuff there. Adam, good to have you on today.
Great, Ed. Thanks for your interest in our work.
All right, man. Improper payments, overpayments, like, duh. But then it gets amazing. I can't believe an agency would actually admit that because it makes them look incompetent. So is that the reason why we shouldn't give them more money for their next year's budget? All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 754 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some of our usual light traffic on Phillips Highway northbound just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today and hazy skies. The high will be 96. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 75. Right now it's 72 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Sales of new homes surged almost 17%. And Amazon's carbon footprint has grown by 15%. Tokyo Disneyland reopens in 2 weeks. Those stories next.
Hi, folks. Lou Dobbs. Like most of us, I've picked up a few aches and pains over the years. Inflammation is the reason many of us suffer with achy pain joints and muscles. Left untreated, inflammation can cause permanent damage. Pain relievers and topical creams don't typically treat the problem. They mask it. Omega XL is a powerful natural supplement designed to help reduce pain due to inflammation and promote healthy joints and increase mobility. Right now, staying healthy is on everyone's mind. So here's another reason to take Omega XL. Research shows Omega XL can help promote a healthy immune response. That means Omega XL can help your natural immune system protect you. Here's a special offer to get you started. Order now and get your second bottle free. For more information, visit OmegaXL.com/Lou or call 800-844-4888. That's 800-844-4888.
The Commerce Department reports sales of new homes jumped 16.6% last month, and the nation's reopening after the China virus shutdown is giving a boost to the housing market. This follows a gloomy report earlier in the week saying existing home sales had fallen almost 10%. Online shopping giant Amazon, which promised to launch initiatives to reduce harm to the environment, says its carbon footprint actually rose by 15% last year. The new numbers were released by employees pressuring the company to do more to combat so-called climate change. Amazon claims 100% of its energy will come from solar panels within 5 years. Tokyo's Disneyland theme park will reopen July 1st, but masks must be worn and no touching Mickey or Donald or anyone else for that matter. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Some surgical mask etiquette tips. If you wear glasses with your mask, you may find your glasses fogging up. Medical masks have bendable metal strips you can mold to the bridge of your nose. You can add a pipe cleaner to a homemade mask for the same effect. Another idea, tighten your mask up a bit. Your breathing should be going through the mask, not around it. Or you could do what scuba divers do, spit on your glasses and rub it around. May not be for everyone. This message brought to you by...
Are you still waiting on your stimulus check? Create your own stimulus with a turnkey business package from Tools for a Time. For 25 years, Tools for a Time has helped people achieve the dream of being their own boss with commercial landscape packages powered by Exmark. Exmark mowers are the most trusted brand in the industry and proudly built right here in America. Now is the best time to buy with rebates up to $1,000 off and 0% financing with no payments for 120 days. Let Tools for a Time and Exmark get you back to work today. Online at toolsforatime.com.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up Saturday, August the 8th, it is the 2020 annual banquet and fundraiser for the Friends of the NRA. Banquet? When you think of a banquet, I think of black tie. Why does it have to be black tie, by the way? I'm just kind of curious on that because it looks good. That's why. Bottom line is, this is going to be a big hangout. Don't dress up. I'm going to be there. I'm going to try to get Roger. I'm sponsoring two tables. We do this. All the benefits and proceeds go to education programs for young kids. The First Coast Friends of the NRA. If you guys, by the way, this is not all. I don't do guns. I just want to come and hang out. Ain't going to happen. I do a background check on everybody.
Okay.
The background check is I just ask a bunch of questions, see if you're worthy.
You and I just did a background
check. Yeah. If you will email me, ed@wbob.com, August the 8th, Saturday night, 5:30, you can win a boatload of prizes and guns, not from us, but from the First Coast Friends of the NRA. Go to Facebook.com, look for the First Coast Friends of the NRA. Hey, Ed, I want to go. Hey, I got two tables, free tickets, and they're expensive. I'm sponsoring a few tables. If you want to go and you believe you're worthy, you got to tell me why. Email me, ed@wbob.com. Ed, I say that facetiously worthy, but ed@wbob.com. Saturday evening, 5:30. I go to this thing every year. It is a blast. Bring your husband, bring your wife. We will be set and ready to go. Speaking about set and ready to go, 8 a.m. is coming up next. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.